Good evening, Alex. Welcome to the Space Show.
Glad to be here.
Now, to my great shame, I must admit I've never actually been to Perth, although I've been to the airport for about 1 hour in 1972. But I know from things I've read and from satellite photographs and so on that the population there is growing quite enormously. By the end of the century, or say 10 years into the next century, which is only, 16 years away, how many people would be living in the area?
Perth has a population of now 1.2 million. That's expected to grow to over 2 million by the year 2020. And that, of course, will bring tremendous pressure upon the coastal strip area. Perth is an urban area, a bit of urban sprawl. And, of course, with the spread of population comes the need to dispose of the sewage and the wastes that are produced. We've currently just undertaken a study to find out what the habitats are offshore in the metropolitan waters close to the shore. This study has been funded by our Water Authority and by our Environmental Protection Agency. And we've used private consultants and we use a combination of a satellite data from the SPOT satellite, but also from an airborne scanner system, which has given us great detail in the water. We actually waited for the ideal conditions before we flew the aircraft, and the result has been impressive, and we've done the first complete habitat mapping in the Perth metropolitan area. The idea, of course, is to find out what we term as the assimilative capacity of those waters are, and that gives us the opportunity to site properly any effluent disposal areas within the next couple of years.
Is there much public interest in that work?
There's a large amount of interest shown, certainly by the people who work in those areas. The local government authorities are interested because they want to know where to plan future marinas, future suburban areas, future recreational areas. Conservation and land management are also interested because they supply and look after recreational areas vested back into the government. Environment Protection Agency are looking to see what changes may occur. They've developed models that will allow them to put certain effluents into the water and then see what kind of effect this will have.
Well, Alex, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
It's a pleasure.